Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents The Dave Holly Hour, brought to you by TJS Ceramic Studio, Serendipity Studio Gallery and Gifts, Chasers Food and Spirits, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, Jesse Moffitt Entertainment, and the Sioux Falls Arts Council. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Welcome, everyone. Great to have you along for the conversations this week and every week. Thank you to those of you that are regular listeners and to those of you joining us for the first time. Well, we hope to include you as regular listeners at some point. Normally, when I have a married couple on the show, it's just one interview and they're both on it. But today, it's a two-for-one special. In a few minutes, we'll talk with improv actor and instructor Jessica Graber. Later in the hour, we talk to her husband, Mark Graber, whom Jessica just happened to mention plays guitar in a band that will be playing Saturday night. It's a fun band name, too. Dad Bod Supreme. But first, let's pop the cork on this bubbly little show.
Time to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner. It's here.
So long, hump day and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty. We can't wait for Friday, so a day early, we start the party.
Whatever you're drinking it out of might very well be determined by where and when you're listening. Now, my choice is a Jasper Newton. Many of you know me. It's Jack Daniel's Diet Coke with a lime. Now for you, whether it's a cup of coffee, glass of milk, bottle of water, mug of beer, a cocktail, a glass of wine, or a flute of champagne, lift it high and toast to trying new places. My love and I finally had a chance a couple of weeks ago to go to The Dive. It's basically in our neighborhood. It's less than a mile away from our little abode, and we love the place. Oh, they have some great, great food. And we've now been there a few times. Definitely on our repeat list. And occasionally, you know, you might even run into some people you know. Well, cheers to you, Dive. Speaking of cheers, which just happens to rhyme with beers, say cheers with a beer or your favorite cocktail at Chasers, West 12th Street and Ellis Road. Make sure you grab some food while you're at it. Join me on Monday nights for Dave Holly Hour Trivia starting at 7, and this coming Monday's theme is April Fool's. Yeah, on April Fool's Day.
Honorable mention.
What over the past week made Dave laugh, guffaw, chuckle, chortle, giggle, smile, or maybe even shed a tear of joy? As many of you know, I co-host and co-produce The Vaudies, modern-day vaudeville. We put on a show once a quarter, all variety, but there are some mainstays in it. There are four of us that are directors, and I do put that in quotation marks because we're not a board. It's not a board of directors. We don't keep minutes or anything. And, you know, so we're having a meeting along with some libations last week. And while we don't have an agenda per se, there were some things that I'd written down I thought needed to be discussed. And, well, you know, thankfully, we don't have the need for line items, etc., because there was discussion about several topics, many at the same time, but a little shy on the business side. But you know what? It didn't matter. It will go down as one of those, we sure had fun that time, didn't we? And surprisingly, got a lot accomplished. Later, we talk with Mark Graber about the Dad Bod Supreme Band. Coming up next, Jessica Graber talks about her love of improv comedy on the Dave Holly Hour.
Are you an artist? Need some funding to further your art? There's a great opportunity for you through a Sioux Falls Arts Council program. The Artist Microgrant Program gives away several microgrants to local artists, no matter what art discipline you're in. Unlike more traditional grants, a microgrant is very easy to apply for. Go to artssiouxfalls.org. If you haven't done so yet, create a listing on the artist directory, which is beneficial in its own way. Then go to the artist microgrants page and apply online. The process is simple. Find out more about the Sioux Falls Arts Council as well online at artssiouxfalls.org.
Check out the new ceramic studio in Sioux Falls. Conveniently located off Kiwanis Avenue on 5th Street, TJS Ceramics. Inside Oscar's Mini Storage, we have thousands of classic vintage ceramic mold items and several new items too. TJS Ceramics offers classes, special open studio nights, and completed ready-to-purchase items. Bisque, studio time, or painting parties are available. Visit TJS Ceramics Studio in person today or email tjsceramics@gmail.com for more details.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
The Dave Holly Hour. Like eavesdropping on a great conversation between two very interesting people.
Welcome back, everyone. Always a pleasure to talk Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment. This lady has unfortunately only been on one other time, and it's right when she got to town, basically, to announce to the world that, hey, I can do improv. And sometimes you get people like that walk into town and, yeah, okay. But when I first saw Jessica Graber, I went, holy moly, this gal has it. And so she's got quite the resume, too. And she just wants to keep adding to it. How are you, Jessica?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I love being here.
It's a pleasure. Okay, so the last time I think we were down at the Source is where we recorded that conversation. But now you're in the official Dipsy Doodle Production Studio. What do you think?
It's amazing.
Isn't
it's better
it
than Disneyland.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Disneyland?
I practically lived there. I'm from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I've had the Disneyland passes, and I lived in Florida, so I've been to Disney World.
I've been to Disney World, but I had not been to Disneyland. There's a great story in my family about that, because I have never been to California.
Oh, my
61 years
gosh,
old.
Dave.
I will be going in September.
What brings you there? Just for vacation, for pleasure?
Well, you know, last year we got snowed out of a vacation. And so we have a bunch of money to spend with Allegiant Airlines. And so it's like, okay, well, we can do that. We could do this. And then I took a look at it and I go, huh, you know, the Chicago Cubs play at the Dodgers in September.
So I'm a Dodger fan.
And I'm a Cubs fan. Uh-oh, we're going to have some, yeah.
We could have some words, but I, as a Dodger fan, I'm welcoming you to our stadium.
Well, thank
and
you.
I hope you have a wonderful experience.
Yeah,
I grew
looking
up
forward to it,
eating
you know?
Dodger dogs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just a great experience, so I'm actually very excited for
you.
Oh,
thank you, yeah.
And I hope our home fans are welcoming to you.
I hope
Cub
so,
fans.
Too, because I've been to a few stadiums where if you're the opposing team, not always welcome.
Oh, yeah.
But that's more football than baseball.
Hopefully
yeah,
it stays that
hopefully,
way.
Hopefully, exactly. But I do plan on taking in, you know, one of the tours so we can have our picture taken and the Hollywood sign is up in the background. And then also the Walk of Fame, you know, take a look at the stars and everything. And then is it Groundlings?
Yes, Groundlings. Saying, and I'm not sure if Upright Citizens Brigade is still there. There was a UCB.
Oh, that's right.
I had a lot of good friends
who performed
there, and that's a good time.
One of the top improv groups.
Yes.
Of all time.
Yes, and they had an LA chapter down there, and I think it's still going, but if not, Groundlings, of course.
All right.
Check it out.
Well, certainly we'll take a look at everything best we can.
Yeah.
But right now, let's talk about you. You know, we talked to you when you first got here, because I was intrigued, first of all, but also had been impressed by you. And then, of course, my wife was like, oh, I love her. Look at those boots that she has.
Well, I love your wife. She's fantastic.
She became her hero in that respect. And you've been busy since. First of all, with Improv Falls. In fact, I know you guys have another show coming up next month in April. which now it's just days away. And you pretty well hit a show a month on that. And I also know that there's been some corporate things that you guys have gotten into and so forth. But in the meantime, because let's just kind of refresh people about your resume prior. You've actually taught theater. Mm-hmm. It's not just a, hey, I like being in theater. You know, can I be in something? You have things to give. And I understand combining the two right now of improv and teaching, that's part of what you're going to be giving, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, my education is in theater education. I went to school to become a theater teacher, and mm-hmm. I've had the wonderful opportunity to be teaching theater since I was 19 years old, and now I'm 41. And,
oh, I was going to give you 29.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind. That's kind. No, I own all of my years. I'm grateful for
I
all
do
of
too,
the years
for
of
61.
Experience.
Yeah.
And I feel lucky to be here, right? We're lucky
right.
to make it this
True.
Far, and it's exciting. But I've had the wonderful life of sharing my love of theater to children of all ages from the age of 19. And as I was coming here and I was thinking about, you know, what's coming up next for me. And mm-hmm. I am going to be teaching an improv workshop with DAPA in the summer, in June. And I'm so excited to get back to that because I feel like that's what I'm most passionate about. I love teaching not just theater to make great actors in the world, but I think theater is a way to make great people. And through my career, having the opportunity to shape young minds and to kind of give them a platform to explore their emotions and their humanity and to tell stories and to tap into kind of what life is really about, connecting with other humans and connecting with yourself through theater. That's been probably the biggest joy in my career, my professional life.
Who did that for you?
I've had wonderful teachers. In fact, I don't remember if I shared the story last time I was on, but I was a very shy kid. I guess not shy is the right word. I was very open around the people I felt comfortable with.
Right.
But I did not audition for theater growing up, although I loved it from afar. But I was so afraid of rejection. I was so afraid that someone was going to say, no, you're not good enough to join this club that you love so much. And so I would take all of the theater classes I could that I didn't have to audition for. And I had an amazing theater teacher who recognized that there was a few of us who just did great in class, but never showed up for auditions. And she created a special class for us, and she called it the mini advanced theater class. And the day that she pulled me out of the hall and said, I see you, you never audition, but I think you're good, and I want you to be in this class, that changed my life forever.
Wow.
So that's Andra Thorne from Kaysville, Utah at Davis High School. And so she kind of set the tone for me, I guess.
Yeah, put the gears in motion for you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I love that story. So besides being in improv and going to be teaching improv, you also have been a little busy with, the Broads, mm-hmm. Broadcast Theater. You were in TPP, which was kind of a crossover for the Broads. To be in that. But what has been the most fun for you aside from improv that you've gotten into here in Sioux Falls?
Well, as you said, I had the opportunity to work with TPP for the first time and see how community theater is done here and to get to know the personalities in Sioux Falls with Oliver and everyone. That was a really great experience, which of course connected me to the Broadcast girls or the Broads. And I got to do a show with them called The Ladies Foursome. It was a golf themed play.
Actually done at a golf country club.
Yes,
right?
We did a golf country club. Funny story is that we were using real golf clubs because we had to swing and pretend that we were
right.
golfing. And when we moved into the space, we had rehearsed our swings and everything. And I have to say, as a non-golfer, mm-hmm. I felt like I could show that I was a golfer pretty well.
Okay.
But one of our rehearsals, I swung the club back and it ran right into one of the light fixtures at the golf club and it just shattered all over. And we felt so bad. And I remember there was a moment of silence where we just looked at each other like, do we do now? Yeah. Are they going to kick us out?
Are we going to have to pay for it?
Right. Yeah. I go, maybe they won't notice. But that was exciting. But seeing the people that cross over into all of the different theater groups that we have in Sioux Falls, it really shows what a wonderful community of people we have here. You know, that there's a sharing between the theater groups. There's a respect between the theater groups. So that's something that I've enjoyed with those projects that I was a part of.
Yeah. And it's said so often on this show, collaboration, not competition.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we are very fortunate with that. So you're involved with DAPI. You've got the improv. You've done some TPP, the broadcast. Is there something else in town that you want to get involved with?
Okay. All right. This might not be under the title of arts, but we have an amazing pickleball community here. And I have joined the cult of pickleball.
Yes. Cult.
Okay.
Correct.
Yes. And it is amazing. And I started playing last summer. And what was the most rewarding thing is that I posted a few months ago on our pickleball page, like, oh, by the way, I do this improv thing if you guys want to come. And we sold out the show with pickleball people. So an amazing pickleball community. If anyone is looking for some therapy, some physical therapy, I say pick up a pickleball paddle and come to one of the courts. Okay. All over. It's amazing.
Let's think of that. That's going to be one. Pick up a pickleball.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister.
Pick up a pedal. Pickleball paddle.
Let's see. Pick up a pickleball paddle. Pick up a pickleball paddle. Pick up a pickleball paddle.
Yeah.
Whew. All right.
That's a good warm-up before we go on stage,
like,
isn't it?
Like,
got to write that one down. That
Dave, have you picked up a pickleball paddle?
I have not, because I can barely move.
That's why you do it, Dave. That's why I keep getting beat by Esther and Gladys and Margaret and Monty. Their experience is what makes them good, not their maybe physical acumen.
Yeah,
but
because, you know, we're missing a toe. We've got a replacement hip, a replacement knee.
Well, funny story. My husband is a podiatrist.
Yes, I know.
Yes. And,
because
oh,
I pity
you
the
know.
Man. Yes.
Yes.
He's dealt with my mother.
And during the pandemic, when everyone was picking up pickleball, he saw so many injuries from pickleball that he said,
really?
No one in this house is going to play pickleball. It is the most dangerous sport. So, of course, I was curious
that.
And I had to go pick up a paddle. And most recently, we had a little Improv Falls pickleball day where Chris and Emily and their spouses came and we played some pickleball too.
So. Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. I'll get you out there too.
All right.
You and Carrie are going to come and
all
play.
All right. We'll make a date for it then.
Yeah. But I am interested theater-wise. I love what Monstrous is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that at their core, it's to discover some really meaningful theater plays, things that aren't done often. I like that they do try to find local playwrights as well. So, and the productions I've seen at Monstrous are phenomenal. The quality of acting and storytelling is really at a high standard there. And then, of course, I love Goodnight Theater Collective. And
I think when you say that, the statement of, you know, it's at a high standard and so forth, that kind of accounts for most of this community.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent here.
Yeah, and people forget, you know, how many people actually make their living in the arts in Sioux Falls, and forget about that. But in the places that you have lived, and now, at least you told me the other day that you're not planning on leaving Sioux Falls.
Nope.
Okay, good, because we like having you here. In comparison to other places you've lived, how is our arts community? Is it up to standard, or are there some things we're still missing?
I think this is a great question, and this is something I've been really pondering since I've moved here, or when I have lived in other places, comparing the community to others. The thing that stood out to me the most here was the more cooperation over competition.
Mm-hmm.
And where I came from before in Miami, it was very competitive, kind of this theater against that theater against this theater. And if you were a performer with one of the theaters, you know, you kind of like stuck with them and didn't move around.
And
same with
didn't
improv.
Even have,
Yeah.
I even have friends in the other theaters and so
forth. I mean, at the end of the day, people know actors, like, you know, each other, but they didn't make it very easy to cross lines, you know? And even in other theater groups that I've performed with, they make you sign a non-compete. So if you perform with them, you can't perform somewhere else, and which makes your experience as a performer limiting. I haven't experienced that here, which is wonderful. I do see the, I guess, drive to modernize our theater experience here with, whether it is like choosing plays that kind of catch up to the rest of the theater community, which is great and interesting. I think there are other smaller communities that kind of just stick with what they know will sell. And I do like seeing plays that are chosen to educate the community on what is possible, not just, hey, you grew up with this one, so we're just going to do it over and over and over again. And I applaud that. I applaud choosing new pieces that will kind of push the community and show them what is out there. So, which I think Monstrous is doing a really good job of doing.
They're the ones that kind of push that envelope and get social issues and so forth.
Yeah, and
out on stage.
And I feel like it's more, because I think there is a time to do social issues. There's a time to entertain, but there's also a time to kind of show that, no, there's entertaining, funny, great things that just came out last month. Let's look at it, not just do, you know, Music Man over and over and over and over again. But there's entertaining things, there's social issue things. They can be both sometimes, you know, so I like that variety. And I see that there's a push to do that.
Yeah, and it's been a great thing for me to watch. You know, I grew up in this area just 35 miles away. But, you know, when I could come up to Sioux Falls, first of all, population, when I turned 16 and could drive up here on my own, was 68,000, now we're 211 or something like that. And so that has grown. But, you know, in terms of the arts, really all you had was a little bit of community theater. And the big thing that somebody from out of town would come up for would be the symphony.
Oh.
And typically Christmas, you know, for the nice holiday music and so forth. So that was kind of it, other than, you know, if you were going on a date when you were 16, then it was, well, you got the State Theater, you've got, you know, the West Mall 7 and Empire 7 and everything else, whatever they all had. But that was, you know, in and of itself, great that you have that many theaters, but it was still just movie theaters.
Yeah.
There wasn't really anything else. And what I've seen that's been so fantastic, first of all, when the Sculpture Walk started, wow. I mean, what a difference that has made, not only in just the arts look, feel, vibe, etc., of downtown, but also, you know, economically.
Yeah,
you know,
yes.
People come in to this town, and they're walking around downtown going, hey, boy, this is really nice. And then they get out, they do the People's Choice Award type things. And guess what else they do? They maybe do a little shopping. They maybe get hungry and go to a local diner.
What a great downtown we have.
Yeah.
What, that's something too that we've enjoyed as newcomers to the city. Like, we've participated in the Sculpture Walk, we've participated in the Burger Battle, which is the most fun, and so smart to do it in January when you're all tired from going out from the holidays and the weather is terrible. But that gets everyone downtown. And if you're not on the Facebook page, What's Going On Sioux Falls, I think that's what it's called.
Yes.
To see all of the live music that's happening. Oh. Stand-up comedy, the trivia nights, like, there's a lot going on. This is a vibrant, alive city.
That it is. And you know, a good friend of mine is one of the owners of Woodgrain Brewery.
Oh yeah.
And we were talking about the growth of it one time, and he says, you realize, he says, you could go on a Friday night in the summer from Blarney Stone all the way down to the Levitt, and he said, you're probably gonna hear a dozen people playing guitar or something outside. There's going to be some people playing music inside. You've got art galleries to go to.
Yeah.
There's going to be some street performers from time to time. And people are just having a good time. And he said, and then also think of it in terms of, you might be able to have a dozen drinks before you get from one spot to the other.
And it's walkable.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Very nice
yeah,
too.
You know, we keep it safe too.
Yeah. Yeah. We're very lucky. I feel like Sioux Falls has a lot happening. It's a very special place, and yet it's friendly, it's approachable, and it's safe.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
You mentioned stand up.
Mm-hmm.
You do improv. Have you ever
done
any stand up? Have you thought about it at all?
I've been approached about it.
Right.
It's so different.
Yes, it is
improv
different.
Improv and stand-up is very, very different. And nothing is better than a great stand-up. But I feel the skills that I have that make me good at improv are opposed to the skills that you need to be good at stand-up. Mm-hmm. I am very much influenced by the people I am on stage with. They feed me. If I ever do something worthy on stage, it's because of the energy of the people I'm on stage with. And I really do follow the tenets of being an open book and not
right.
having things pre-planned in my head and letting things grow in the moment, where stand-up is pre-planned. They're great writers are stand-up. Of course, there's an element of improv, but you've got to have an understanding of timing and punch lines and excellent writing
callbacks.
And storytelling, callbacks.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of respect for what stand-ups do, but it's a different skill set from what I do.
Yeah, but you still like to go out and take it in.
Oh, yeah, of course. I saw Zach Dresch and Sarah Manson open for Bill Bailey.
I know you're talking
about.
Right.
The cash cab guy.
Yep.
What a fun night that was.
Yeah.
And then coming up, Nate Stultz and Zach Dresch are doing a show at the Washington Pavilion May 16th.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be Nate Holtz's recording for his album.
Nate Holtz, yes.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, so that's going to be
a great
night.
Very big event.
Mm-hmm. Same night as Nate Bargatze coming through. So, which is showing my friendship and Nate.
Which I found out when I was down in Nashville last fall visiting family. My nephew knows him.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Get your nephew to get Nate here and be a guest star on your show.
We should do that, yeah. In the meantime, then, there's so much going on. In fact, we need to find a way for you to be involved in this. Well, there's this once a quarter variety show that goes on called The Vaudies.
I've heard it's amazing.
Okay. Oh, it is. And the
hosts.
The co-hosts are great people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We get applause every time we're on stage by three or four people out of, 70.
I think we talked about this where I get to be the person with the cane.
Yes, you're going to be the hook.
I get to hook people
off
the stage when they've gone too long. So,
right. Like Jerry Irby did recently.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I was done 10 minutes ago. Shit.
If I'm given a big hook, then I'd be happy to do something.
All right. We'll find a big hook. I'm trying to think of how to transport it.
Well, you guys figure it out.
It's a decent sized stage. So we need, some sort of telescoping thing, but we'll get it.
Yes, good.
We'll get it.
I'm going to write it into my contract.
Contract.
Big hook or nothing.
Yeah. And okay, this is a fun game. I haven't done this in a long, long time. A couple of years back, I helped out the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society.
Oh, how fun.
And Tad Benoit was playing here. I got to fulfill his writer. Green room
stuff. Yes, you got the list and you had to make all of the M&M's one color, right?
Yeah. Well, he's not that big. He loves Boarhead's meats and cheese.
A man of taste?
Cognac.
Okay.
Yeah, and I thought the cognac was going to be the toughest to find. No, I walk into Hy-Vee and I show him the list. I said, you got that? Oh, yeah, one bottle left right up here. It's like, okay. The toughest thing to get was the specific spring water they wanted.
Oh.
Yeah. And it had, like, at the top of the list, three asterisks and exclamation marks around it about must have this style and so forth. And we finally called the stage manager the day before. I said, you know, we've been searching. We've called around. We cannot get this in Sioux Falls. He says, oh, yeah, any spring water will do.
Oh, come on. What would be the thing that would
See,
be on your rider?
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. I haven't done this in a while. So, well, since you asked it first, I'll go. Man, I would have to have Frank Sinatra music playing. I would love that. I have Jack Daniel's Diet Coke and a lime. And if you forget the lime, your tip goes out the window. That's how I train waitstaff.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
you know what? I would, as long as there's a good, comfortable seat. Doesn't have to be a lazy boy or anything, but even if it's a straight back, as long as it's comfortable, I'm probably going to be good. The one thing that I did learn that I thought was pretty cool for Tab Benoit, he had to have a specific number of black towels, but not big beach towel or shower towel, more like just a hand towel. And so that he could have them on the stage.
Oh, that makes sense.
That
makes sense.
Like, you know, and that's one of the things that I've always found really cool. Just like, you know, Terry, he won America's Got Talent as the ventriloquist a few years back. Terry Fader.
Okay.
And I was watching, after he'd made it on that, I was watching a special of his. And I pay attention to stage things a lot because I have to buy some from time to time. And, you know, well, what makes a cool light? What's a nice mute mic stand? Are they using a handheld? Is it wireless? Are they using a headset? You know, all that type of stuff. And the first time I saw that special, I thought, that's clever. Mm-hmm. He had black water bottles in a black spiral that went around the black
mic stand.
So it wasn't distracting from him. And it's small stuff like that that I always think, boy, you know, if you can pull things off and get to that point, do it.
This is what I appreciate about the black tiles and the black mic stand and everything, is that it's not in service of the artist's vanity. It's in the service of the
entire
show
audience.
And
yes,
for the audience experience.
Yeah.
That I have a lot of respect for.
Yeah. Although I guess I am kind of a green M&M guy.
Well, you got to do a power move.
Yeah.
Like in my room, I would want 7 highly trained swans, you know, just to make sure that they're paying attention.
Just to see if they read it. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be also funny to, you know, put all this exotic and moronic stuff, to be honest, and then have them go all the way through it. And then they find out at the very bottom in like a size 6 font. Just kidding.
Just kidding. I'm happy with anything. I was in a touring show once. We just toured locally in the Miami area. We did educational theater for kids. And the theaters that we would go to would sometimes provide food for us.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care what kind of food. But I walked into a room and there was food on a table. I got so excited. Like, this was the life. I could have a little Subway sandwich and a bag
right?
of chips.
Yeah.
That was making it
all
for me.
That and a bag of
all
chips.
All that and a bag of chips. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So you're going to be teaching DAPA.
Yes. In June.
And it's an improv class that you're teaching.
And
for
I believe
them.
It's ages 9 and up.
Okay.
Check the website, Washington Pavilion DAPA website for that. But I'm so excited for this camp. It's a 4-day camp.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's not just for theatrical children. Bring me your shy kids, your introverted kids. Bring me your intellectual kids. It's going to allow them to put a magnifying glass on who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And not make them into anything else. It's going to be really, really great.
As someone that has, you know, some improv experience,
mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're not going to just start with the yes and so forth. I mean, it's got to be in there, but This sounds like you're going to be exploring much more than just a basic framework.
It's not just going to be like improv by the rules. Mm-hmm. We are going to do experiences and they'll discover the rules as we go, if that makes sense.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. So a lot of gameplay and a lot of fun. Right. It'll be great.
Speaking of games and improv, what is your favorite to play and what's your favorite to host?
Oh, great question. Okay,
I get in one per interview.
Yeah. This
only took 29 minutes.
At the very end. My favorite one to host has to be instruction manual or story die, where we have them all lined up and I get to point at the performers and they have to speak when I'm pointing to them and stop speaking when I pull my hand away. I have a lot of fun conducting that one. And then my favorite one to play would have to be, I like the actory ones where we get to explore different genres or accents mm-hmm. or personas, but all within the same scene. So there's a game called Once Again where we will do a scene and then we'll do the same scene, but as a musical, or the same scene as a Western or a film noir. That's one of my favorites. Oh, and one we have not yet done at Improv Falls, but I'm hoping. I love doing Shakespeare, where the entire improv scene is done in Shakespearean English, and that's one of my favorites.
For the bard.
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so the typical questions that we always like to ask at the end are, when you're not involved in entertainment, what do you like to be entertained by? Do you have any other hobbies? If you want, you can go through those, but
let's do it. At my husband, I mentioned this last time because he had just started his band Dad Bod Supreme, and he has a show this Saturday in Rock Valley, Iowa at Coldy's Bar and Grill.
Oh,
at 9. So if you want to check out the sexiest band in all of the Midwest, go check out Dad Bod Supreme. But I like watching him do his thing. That's been a lot of fun. He's a great guitar player, and the band is really, really fun. So that's one of my favorite things. Of course, pickleball is kind of, I'm in my pickleball era.
You are.
And I'm like proselytizing it to everyone. I want everyone to be as happy as I am. Come
she
hit
said
a pickleball.
Proselytize.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. So I like doing that. And of course, I'm a mom of three boys.
Yeah.
So they're all in their sports era. So mm-hmm. we have baseball season coming up and soccer season coming up. And nothing brings me more joy than watching them play their sports and live their life and grow up.
Wonderful. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, then this year's question is, are you a goal setter or are you a resolution person? And since we're at the end of March now, if you did make a resolution, are you sticking with it yet?
I don't make January resolutions. We
me
usually
neither.
Make our, like, what are we going to focus on this year at the beginning of the school year because mm-hmm. of the kids. But I'm at an interesting place in life where I'm in my 40s. I have young teenage boys where I've also been able to, I've had the fortunate experience to achieve a lot of things I've wanted to do with acting and performing and in my career and teaching, where I'm letting life kind of guide me right now and kind of being an open book. Mm-hmm. And so I guess if I have any goal, it's to accept opportunities when they come my way and just kind of enjoy what's around me. Be
well,
present.
We are thankful that you have taken up the opportunities to be here in the Sioux Empire and be involved in so many things in the arts and entertainment.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, Jessica.
Oh, thank you, Dave. You're one of my favorite people.
Oh, likewise. Right back at you. And we'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Comedy magician and hypnotist Jesse Moffitt's right. He can't play the piano, but he can sure entertain crowds with his amazing magic and clever quips. His shows always make the participants the stars, especially when they've fallen asleep on stage. They've been hypnotized. Are you the party planner in your group? Then you owe it to your group to make the event magical, even if it puts you to sleep. Here's how.
For booking information, go to Jesse Moffitt Entertainment on Facebook. That's JESSEMOFFITT. Or call 605-929-0964.
Check out the new ceramic studio in Sioux Falls, conveniently located off Kiwanis Avenue on 5th Street. TJS Ceramics, inside Oscar's Mini Storage, bisque, studio time, painting parties, and finished items are available. Visit TJS Ceramic Studio in Sioux Falls today.
Support the Dave Holly Hour in a very easy way. Buy Dave a cup of coffee by clicking the cup at DaveHollyHour.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, yes, it is a pleasure to talk Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment. And this time, it's even more fun because we're throwing a surprise at you. Yes, that's right. We had Jessica Graber on earlier in the show. Now we have Mark Graber on, and he's a first-time guest. So, Mark, welcome, first of all. Great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you. And so
this is kind of fun because, you know, I've had couples on before that are involved in the arts and entertainment, and usually they've been in shows together or worked together in different things. But now here we had Jessica talking about improv and about being an actress and so forth. And now all of a sudden she brings up afterwards, oh, yeah, my husband's in a band that's playing down in Rock Valley this weekend. And it's like, oh, okay, I have an open spot. Let's fill it. So what's fun is, first of all, the fact that we've got a wife and a husband on, and then the fact that you're in something different than she is in the arts. How did you get involved with music?
It started, I want to say it was probably when I was about 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was a child of the 90s. And the first cassette,
in a boombox too.
I bought was it was in a boombox. Metallica Black Album.
Oh wow!
And that kind of changed my life. And then of course Nirvana, and I was one of those classic, I guess you could call them Kurt Cobainian
right,
kids.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what really inspired me to want to learn to play guitar. But unfortunately, my parents couldn't really afford to get me lessons or anything like that. So I was able to get a Sears Roebuck and Co. mail order piece of junk little guitar that had a amplifier built into it.
Mm-hmm.
I got that for Christmas one year. I played it for about 2 weeks. Then it sat in its case for months. My cousin ended up borrowing it. And then I started wanting to play it again. I got the guitar back and essentially self-taught myself, and been doing it basically ever since I was 12 or 13 years old.
Right. And this is before, you know, the apps or anything that we would have had to follow along and games and so forth. So self-taught, that's wonderful. Now, are you also sing, correct?
I do. Okay. I definitely don't consider myself a singer.
Mm-hmm.
If the group is singing 20 songs, I may sing three or four of them. You know, I'm not the...
So you're not like the lead vocalist
definitely
in the band.
Definitely not. But I can carry a tune, I guess.
Yeah. And so tell me about this band that you happen to be in called Dad Bod Supreme.
Yes.
Who came up with it, the concept for the name and so forth?
So that was... We're all a little older, and we were just kind of rummaging through different names. Then we were like, well, how about Dad Bod? And it turns out Dad Bod was taken. And we all have Dad Bod, so it seemed like a natural thing. And then I forget who said it, Dad Bod Supreme. And one of the guys was like, well, that sounds like something you get from Taco Bell. They're adding tomatoes and sour cream to it.
Yep.
And we just kind of liked it. It was kind of a funny name, and it suited all of us because we all definitely have dad bods, and that's another conversation. But it just kind of stuck, so that's kind of where that came from.
All right, what kind of music does Dad Bod Supreme play?
Rock, hard rock type stuff. At this point, we're just doing covers. We've talked about doing our own stuff, but we haven't gotten to that point yet. We're just having fun playing covers, but we play a little bit of everything. We play some 60s, some 70s, yeah. some 80s stuff, 90s, 2000, a little bit of everything. So a pretty eclectic mix, but we definitely put our own twist on things.
And how long you been playing together then?
We've been together coming up, it'll be 3 years in, well, January. Mm-hmm. It'll be 3 years. So
basically, yeah, 2 years. From the time that you got here in Sioux Falls, you've pretty well been active, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny how it started. We all go to the same church. We all go to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Uh-huh. And somebody who's in charge of the music approached me because they heard I played guitar. And they're like, oh, would you like to
get
do something?
Get adopted into a praise band.
Yeah. Would you like to play something for one of our services? And I was kind of apprehensive about that, as I played in bands before, but I've never been a soloist,
right,
or like singer, solo songwriter or anything like that. And I said, sure, I'll do it. But is there somebody who could play something with me? And then just talking to some people at church, I found out Jesse plays guitar, Jesse Kruger, who's also in the band, and Eli McClure, he's interested in learning to play bass. And then we ended up playing Silent Night in a church service, mm-hmm, for the Christmas program. And one of the other members of the church, the bishop of our ward, came up and he's like, I play percussion. And we were kind of like, all right, well, maybe we should get together. And then Christmas ended. Then right about January, February, we kind of got together and one thing led to another. And we just started practicing every week. And mm-hmm, we're like, hey, this sounds like a lot of fun. This is pretty good. We should play out. And the drummer, I'll never forget this because he looked me right in the eye. He said, now, just to be perfectly clear, I am just doing this for fun. I don't necessarily want to go out and play in front of people. I'm like, okay. But then we started playing and he was actually like, huh, we don't sound that bad. Then he's actually the one who got us our first gig playing at a private New Year's Eve party. And so that's kind of how we got together.
Oh, I love it. What a great story. And, you know, your wife had told me that you were in a lot of bands up until medical school sucked the life out of you. That's yes. how she put it, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. When we first started dating, I was in two bands at the time. I mm-hmm. was playing guitar in one and bass in the other. And yeah, it was a big part of my life for a long time. And it was a lot of fun. So being self-taught, guitar is one of those things that you can actually get really good just kind of on your own. So I would go and try to play with people who I thought were much better than I was, and that would put me out of my comfort zone. And fortunately, I was very blessed to play with some very talented people. And we played at some parties and, you know, small
right.
venues and stuff. It was just always a lot of fun. I gave up my rock star dreams long ago, but but it was fun. And then I met Jessica, whom we've had on the mm-hmm. show before, and I was still playing, and then I graduated college and applying to graduate programs and stuff. And the more diapers I started changing, the less and less I was playing.
Less time for one. Yeah.
For sure. And it was kind of bittersweet having less time to do, but going forward with my career and everything. So that was always important and, you know, priorities. But I had to sell some equipment and things, needed some cash.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been there with
That's
families
for sure.
and such. And it's kind of funny. Jessica was telling me, you know, your boys didn't even really know that you played guitar up until the last 2-3 years, which I guess that's kind of true. So I'd always bring out a guitar every now and then and play it. But it wasn't until I came here and I found some people to play with that I really started playing pretty much every day now, which yeah. is awesome.
That's fantastic. I love that. Another great story about you, speaking of Jessica, is she let me know that because you have some different tastes than she does, I want to talk about one of your favorite hobbies in just a bit. We'll get into it after we mention it here, is the fact that you love shooting sports.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And she loves improv. So the first thing you did was take her to an improv show on your first date.
Yes.
And then she told me that because the love you have for each other, she took a class in shooting and you took an improv class.
Yes. That was one of our very first compromises. Yeah, we came from very different backgrounds, and I'm much more on the conservative end of the spectrum. She's much more on the liberal end of the spectrum, but we found a way to compromise things, and I said, all right, I'll do this if you do this. And it turns out I actually really enjoy doing the improv class. It was a lot of fun. Jessica is way better than I will ever be at that, and she ended up taking a shooting class and learning, you know, safe handling of firearms, right? And things, which is paramount importance, of course. But yeah, that was one of our first compromises. And it just goes to show, even in today's world where there's so much
angst.
Yeah, angst and division on both sides of the political spectrum or whatever. But if her and I were married 18 years now, we still love each other. We still get along. We don't have to agree on everything, and that's okay. But we just work together, and because we have a goal,
right,
to be a successful partnership, and we love each other.
So now the thing is, you know, with your kids, then, so are the boys going to become shooters or musicians?
Hopefully both.
Improv?
But yes, all of the above. I feel like I have a little delicate bird in my hands, though, with them. I want them to play music, but it's, you can't force
anything.
And they've all done some stuff. Our middle guy, he was playing bass guitar for a little bit, and I hope he chooses to continue that. And my oldest lately, he's been, what did I do? I had him say, all right, I'll let you do that, but first you have to show me E chord on the guitar and a C chord or something like that. And then the other day he was like, all right, can I see that? And he was wanting to do it on his own. So that was kind of
nice.
Fun.
Yeah.
And our youngest guy, he's doing some drums. So he's doing drum line with the, what do they call
it? Sufudu?
Groove.
Oh, Groove.
He's with Groove. So that's kind of fun. So I'm encouraging it. I don't want to force it.
Right.
I definitely wasn't forced. I wanted to learn it when I was their age. So.
All right. So the shooting sports, what's your favorite?
Oh, I love shotguns. Shotguns are my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah. I like shooting birds. That's fun. Like pigeons. If it has a trigger, I'm into it. I haven't gotten into the long distance precision stuff yet. My bank account and my wife thank me for that.
Yeah.
That can get kind of pricey, but I love doing classes. So actually next month I'm going out of town, going to Tennessee to do a, what would be considered like a tactical shotgun course. So I'm really excited about
that. So you're teaching that?
No, I'm
taking it.
But okay. I try to do at least one class every year to keep my skills up. And I go shooting regularly. I'm a member of a local gun club and try to be involved in that. And
yeah, see, because when I was a, from 7th grade to 10th grade, I was huge into shooting trap. Yeah, and I think my best score ever was a 21.
That's people don't realize how hard that is. Yeah. And I've never gotten a 25 ever. And I go shooting pretty regularly, but I need to focus more on the shotgun.
So do you hunt as well then?
I try to hunt. I've been more successful here in Sioux Falls than anywhere. The year before that, all of us boys ended up getting doe tags. So we all got a deer. We had so much meat, but it was really good. Very lean.
Well, that's
meat.
Okay. We love venison here.
Oh yeah.
And goose. Stuff.
I've never had goose.
Oh. Well, one of the chiropractors that my wife works for, he and his sons, big goose hunters, and we have switched all ground beef over to ground goose.
I have to try this.
It's wonderful. The taste that you'll have in chili and in nachos and so forth, absolutely amazing, and so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the other physicians I work with, he got back from Alaska not that long ago. And he showed me this picture of moose meat that he has in his freezer. He had to buy a whole new freezer just to put all the meat in there. But he gave us some of that. So I've been cooking with that. Another thing I really enjoy doing is Dutch oven cooking. So I've been trying to experiment with that.
You're a man of many talents.
I try to be.
Yeah. And but there is a burning question here.
Yeah.
Before you got to the Sioux Falls area, had you ever had a Bing candy bar before?
No.
Because I know a lady that gave you one. My mother. She was a patient of yours one time.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So
a Bing candy bar.
Bing candy bar.
Wait, are those those two little balls?
Yes. Twin
Bings.
Okay,
I have had that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I
think I'm so sorry. I see so many people. Oh, it's hard to keep everybody straight.
I remember when I said that I had met you, and my mom goes, "Oh, well, you'll have to ask him about the gal that brought him the Twin Bings."
I do remember this now. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she's originally from Sioux City, and that's where they're made. And so that's a big thing for her.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But what have you enjoyed about moving to Sioux Falls, the city itself, and then the arts and entertainment scene and so forth?
So being married to Jessica, once I started dating her and then we were married, I saw more plays than I'd ever seen in my life up till then. But when we were at, where we were at previously, there wasn't a whole lot of that stuff in the panhandle of Florida. And then when we came here, it's surprising for such a small city how active the arts community here is. We love going to the Washington Pavilion, seeing the traveling plays. And of course, Jessica's involved with Improv Falls and even... do you know Dea Thereen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just had her on last week.
Yeah. She's an amazing artist. We actually go to church with her and just seeing it's a very involved art community, especially for such a small city.
Yeah.
One of my friends put it Sioux Falls a good way. So it's like a Swiss Army knife. It's not necessarily really, really good at any one task, but you can do a whole lot with it. And I think that's a good way to explain Sioux Falls.
We'll give that to the
Visitors
Bureau.
There's so much stuff here. Yeah.
Sioux Falls, the Swiss knife.
Swiss Army knife. There's a surprising amount of stuff going on. There's all kinds of live music. And we try to be involved with as much of that as we can.
All right. So back to Dad Bod Supreme.
Yeah.
Throw it on the pizza oven too. So you're gonna be playing this weekend.
We are playing this weekend.
Coldies
Bar and Grill,
but with a K.
Yes, with a K. Yeah. Coldies with a K, Rock Valley, Iowa. We're supposed to go on about 9 p.m. They have great food, great little bar there. I highly recommend the Coldie Burger.
Really,
really good. We went out there and checked it out before we.
Well, see, you know that is the thing. If you perform,
yeah.
And you're going to be in a different venue than you typically are. You have to do that.
Yeah. We should be going out about 9 p.m. And hopefully it's a good time playing a bunch of different rock covers.
And then playing till midnight?
We'll see how it goes. We have at least an hour and a half, 2 hour set at least.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. And then we haven't had our official Sioux Falls debut yet, but we're... communicating with some people. And
well, I think you have to. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need.
We got to get you somewhere.
Yeah, we're looking to play some places. So
all right.
We're excited.
Well, there's some places I can recommend too. And then, of course, you know, there is this variety show called The Vaudies. Yeah, which I've already invited your wife to be a part of. But I think you know a local band looking for its first gig and so forth. We might be able to fit you in.
Yeah, we'd love to talk about it.
Yeah, if you love getting paid, you know, like 25, 30 bucks or something.
Things are negotiable. Things are negotiable.
That they are. And so that's a lot of fun, but I look forward to seeing you. I don't know if we're going to get there Saturday night.
That's okay.
Down to Rock Valley, you know, we're old.
Yeah, it's about an hour. It's a bit of a drive, but it's okay.
You know, in fact, that's why I want to make a karaoke for seniors. You know, we'll start it up at 5. We'll be done by 8.
Yeah.
Go home. Go to bed then. All right. Actually, I have two questions that I love to ask. The first one is, and depending upon how you answer it, might depend on whether we even ask the second one. So when you're not part of the arts and entertainment business, what do you like to be entertained by?
That's kind of tricky. Because a lot of stuff I do is involved around music and or shooting type sports. But I spend way too much time on YouTube. I know that.
For music purposes?
Yeah, mostly music purposes. I don't know, actually. Okay.
Any other hobbies?
A lot of music and music. Dutch oven cooking.
That's right.
I'm really into that.
What's your best thing you've made in it so far?
Lasagna.
Really?
Dutch oven lasagna with venison meat.
Oh.
That was really good.
Ooh.
I make a mean Dutch oven jambalaya.
Oh my goodness.
Gotta get good andouille sausage in there with shrimp.
Oh, love andouille sausage.
Very tasty.
Yeah.
And yeah.
All right. Well, it's been fun to get to know you a little bit more. And we can say, you know, Dr. Graber, for those that are unaware, you are a podiatrist here.
I am.
In Sioux Falls and at Sanford.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you replaced the guy that was my podiatrist. And then I got shoved over to Nichols.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He's good. He's a good guy.
Yes, he is. Colorful, too, as many say about him. But I know that you are very well respected in your profession, and so glad that we have you and your family here in Sioux Falls. Very thankful for what you're contributing to the community in your professional lives as well as the arts and entertainment. And was so happy when I asked Jessica the other day, so you're not planning on moving ever? She goes, no.
No, we really like it here, and we're very happy to be here. We love the Midwest.
Yeah, well, we are happy to have you here, and so happy that you found some time to be on the Dave Holly Hour, Mark.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
To wrap up the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation, 605-332-9235 or xochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
No matter what level of arts appreciation you have, you owe yourself a favor to take in the great works at Serendipity Studio and Gift Gallery in the Shriver Building. So many great works for regional artists. If you have masterpieces of your own, Serendipity Studio would love to collaborate with you. Oh, don't consider yourself an artist, but you'd fancy learning more? Check out their Facebook page to find out when they have classes. Serendipity Studio, located downtown Sioux Falls in the historic Shriver Building at 230 South Phillips Avenue. It's on the second floor.
For him, every day is a Holly day. Here again, Dave Holly.
Thanks again to my great guests, Jessica and Mark Graber. As always, the biggest thank you goes to each of you that listen, download, share, and follow. We're getting close to another milestone again. It might be a few shows before we get there, but it'll be a biggie. Regardless, don't forget to follow Dave Holly Hour on Facebook and Instagram for all 222 episodes now. Go online, DaveHollyHour.com. While you're on the site, use the search function to look up your favorite artists. If they've been on the show before, you can go back and listen anytime to those previous episodes. As the Sioux Falls Arts Council says, together we art. As Art South Dakota says, home is where the art is. As I say, put some art in your heart. Remember, my name is Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a Holly Day.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by TJS Ceramic Studio, Serendipity Studio Gallery and Gifts, Chasers Food and Spirits, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, Jesse Moffitt Entertainment, and the Sioux Falls Arts Council. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, simply buy Dave a cup of coffee. Go to DaveHollyHour.com and click on the coffee cup icon. Don't forget to stay up to date on the show by following on Instagram and Facebook. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.